Our scripture this morning is from Psalm, and it's Psalm 98. Now, don't get concerned. It's a whole chapter. It's not a verse, but it's a very small chapter. So it's Psalms 98, 1 through 9, which is the entire chapter. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Bring forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with a lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills us, the world and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the earth with righteousness and the people with equity. Praise the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Dorothy. The second scripture lesson is also from the Psalms. This one, Psalm 148, verses 1 through 14. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all the deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. We thank you, God, for these words from the Psalm. And as they speak to us this morning, may we find inspiration from them by the guidance of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Christian author Gracia Grindel wrote this about the hymn, Earth and All Stars. The first time I sang this with a congregation, the people burst out laughing. I can relate. I happen to know of a couple people in this congregation who laugh when we sing this hymn. During the month of August, I have decided to preach on some of the great hymns of faith. And so I know you're all asking, well, why did I end up with this one? After all, how can you call a hymn great if people laugh at it? And yet, the very things that we laugh at in this hymn make it one of the more intriguing hymns of its time. And while I doubt that anyone would put it on their top 10 list of hymns, it is a hymn that inspires us to think about God and our faith. And so I thought we'd take a few moments to ponder and reflect upon this hymn and see if we can't mine some of those great insights into faith. This hymn was written by Reverend Herbert Brokering in 1964 for the 90th anniversary of St. Olaf College, a Lutheran college in Northfield, Minnesota. And given that this day is our own Back to School Sunday, it seems appropriate to include it in our list of great hymns. Now, maybe it's because Brokering was a Lutheran and I'm Presbyterian, but I have to admit, I'd never heard of him before I began researching for this sermon. I discovered that he had quite an accomplished career. He was a popular speaker, a hymn writer, a playwriter, a poet, an author of over 40 books, including books for children. He taught Navy and Air Force chaplains. He wrote a Lutheran confirmation curriculum. He taught at seminaries, helped write an oratorio that was recorded by the London Symphony Orchestra, led spiritual tours of Luther's homeland in Germany. Oh, and in his spare time, he served as pastor to several Lutheran churches. It seems that I should have heard of him. By the way, he was a 1950 graduate of Trinity Lutheran Seminary here in Columbus, so he belongs to us, at least partly. He has had a lasting legacy in the Lutheran Church. His lasting legacy for us is this hymn, Earth and All Stars, which is number 26 in the hymnal. And you're welcome to open your hymnal to it if you want, or if you want to just listen. Either way is fine. Brokering drew his inspiration for this hymn from the Psalms, particularly Psalm 98, which begins with the line, "O sing to the Lord a new song." Brokering used this phrase to punctuate each line of his hymn. Brokering then looked out at the world around him and asked himself, who and what should sing a new song to the Lord? But rather than start at the beginning of this hymn, the place I want to have us start is at verse 3. I'm having you look at this verse because it wasn't included in the hymn that was published in our previous hymnal, the blue one, the one called the Presbyterian Hymnal. The blue hymnal had the third line read like this. Classrooms and labs, loud boiling test tubes, sing to the Lord a new song. Athlete and band, loud cheering people, sing to the Lord a new song. Now, who isn't going to laugh about singing about loud test tubes, really? There we go. I'm not sure why the editors of the hymnal that you have in front of us decided to remove that verse and add a different one. By the way, Brokering wrote 6 verses for this hymn. Maybe they were laughing too. And yet, I think that was exactly the point Brokering was making in writing this hymn. Going back to the first verse, our author echoes Psalm 148 that I just read, where the psalmist speaks of all creation praising God. The angels praise God, the sun praise, and the moon praise God. The monsters in the sea praise God. The mountains and hills praise God. The birds and the wild animals praise God. The kings and all people are joining the psalmist to praise God. Brokering took this concept of all creation praising God and it extended it to the world he lived in. And since this hymn was written to celebrate the anniversary of a Lutheran college, he placed himself on that college campus and looked to see what in creation might be praising God. He starts like the psalmist with the grand aspects of creation, earth and all stars. Then he moves to other natural phenomena like the wind and the rain. And if you noticed, Psalm 148 included snow. You don't think of the land where the psalmist lives as snow, but in the mountains they did. But he wanted to make sure that St. Olaf had snow mentioned. Loud blowing snowstorms, if you're in St. Olaf's, Minnesota, they would relate to that. Then he adds musical instruments in the praising mix: trumpets, lutes, lyres, harps, and cymbals, and, interesting enough, loud humming cellos. I may need to listen to cellos more often. Up to this point, the hymn feels like the psalm, doesn't it? And we are comfortable thinking of earth and stars being God's creation, and as God's creation, praising the Creator. But now in verse 3, brokering diverges into some very, really non-Bible-like language. He writes in verse 3, "Engines and steel, loud pounding hammers, sing to the Lord a new song. Limestone and beams, loud building workers." I scanned the Psalms and I couldn't find any reference to engines. And yet here, brokering challenges us to see even our human efforts at creation are to be part of God's created world. Engines, limestone, steel buildings, pounding hammers, busy workers are also part of the creation that praises God. And now you can see where the missing verse fits into this imagery: classrooms and labs, athletes and bands, cheering crowds are all part of the college landscape, and to brokering, they are all called to sing their praises to God, even the boiling test tubes. Brokering's fourth verse is an homage to the purpose of a college: knowledge and truth, loud sounding wisdom, daughter and son, loud praying members. These two are part of the choir singing a new song to God. And all this is tied together with a refrain that ends each verse: sing to the Lord a new song. God has done marvelous things. We too sing praises with a new song. And here is a good place to mention the composer of the tune for this hymn, David Johnson, who wrote the tune for Brokering's hymn. Johnson was an organ instructor at St. Olaf's and an accomplished composer with over 300 compositions in his resume. Johnson's music emphasizes the word marvelous by using several notes to cover the first syllable of that word. And why not? God has done marvelous things. That was the point of both Psalm 98 and Psalm 148. God is marvelous and has done marvelous things and continues to do marvelous things. And this was Brokering's point as well, that God continues to do marvelous things even today. And that, in reality, is the theological challenge for us in this hymn. We have a tendency to separate the spiritual from the secular, the earthly from the heavenly, the Sunday from the Monday. Brokering shatters that separation in this hymn. We can't help but notice that even test tubes and limestone and hammers are part of God's world. We are comfortable with seeing God in the stars and hearing God in the music of a harp. We aren't so comfortable in listening for God in the roar of the jackhammer or seeing God in the crossbeams of a warehouse. And yet, brokering challenges us to ask why. Why do we look for God only in the stained glass and not in the chemistry lab? Why do we hear God only in the pipe organ and not in the noise of the construction workers? Brokering forces us to see that we can find God in everything, and everything can be part of praising God, which also means all that we are and all that we do is also part of God's marvelous work. We are part of God's work, whether we are worshiping here on Sunday or cleaning our house on Monday. God works through us in our secular jobs as well as our church jobs. The addition that you put on your house is God's work just as much as the addition we put on this church. All that we create is part of God's creation, and as such should reflect God's wonderful and marvelous creation. Brokering said of this hymn, "I tried to gather into a hymn of praise the many facets of life which emerge from the life of the community. It is in the everyday life that we live that God is at work, and I think Brokering's hymn helps us to remember that." What would be an intriguing exercise for this afternoon would be to add a verse of your own to Brokering's hymn. What in our daily life would you include in a new song to God? You might include your school. You might include your office. You might include your workshop, maybe your pet, your garden, your coworkers, your neighbors. In adding those verses, you might also add yourself. And in so doing, ask yourself if all of this is singing a new song to God. And how does that change your perspective of them and yourself? Maybe we all need to see what marvelous things God is doing right in front of us. And maybe this hymn will help us look.